We now continue with lesson number 13, in which we will continue in Perek Hey, the fifth Perek, to study Mishnayos Dalet and Hey, the fourth and fifth Mishnah. The fourth Mishnah gets into some of the details about the production of the oil to be used where oil is needed in the service of the Beis HaMikdash, namely with the menorah, the fuel for the menorah, and with the oil necessary for the various korbanos mincha. So the Mishnah says in Mishnah Dalet, of Perek Hey, v'chayov al hashemen bifnei atzmo, v'yal halavono bifnei atzmo. If a person puts the shemen or lavona upon a korban which does not require shemen and lavona, like for example the minchas chote or the minchas kanos, which we just learned yesterday, do not require either shemen. Neither shem, which require neither shemen nor lavono. So a person is chai of malkos twice. First of all, because of the shemen that he put where it wasn't necessary. And secondly, lavono, which he put down and unnecessarily. And there's a lav for putting upon the mizbeach something which is not necessary to be on the mizbeach. Nosa no leho shemen. If a person puts on a minchas chote or minchas kanos, which does not require shemen, he puts shemen there, pisola, he has rendered that korban mincha invalid. Because the oil gets absorbed in the flour no matter what, and once the flour is absorbed with oil, and it's not supposed to have oil, it's pasul. However, lavona, if lavona was placed upon a korban mincha which does not require lavona, like a minchas chote or a minchas kanos, so lavona is hard and dry and does not seep into the flour. It just sits on top of the flour. So yilkitena, he should gather together, pluck up, scoop up the incense, and the mincha remains kosher. Shemen, he can't scoop up, it becomes absorbed. Lavona can't be scooped up. No san shemen al shioreho, Eino over below sase. If a person puts some oil upon the leftover soles, which is to be eaten eventually by the Kohanim, before the kemitzah, then he has not rendered the mix posel. No san kli al gabi kli. Suppose he put a vessel which contains shemen upon a vessel which has in it a minchas chote or a minchas kanos, lo pisola, because the oil doesn't seep through the upper vessel. The pasuk only prohibits placing the actual oil into the soles or into the kemach, into the flour. Now, in Mishnah Hey, we proceed to study some of the other korbanos mincha in a little more detail. In Parshas Vayikra, with reference to the Minchas Marcheshes, to the Korban Mincha, which is produced in a deep vessel, the Pasuk there says, Veheveso es ha-mincho, vihikrivo el ha-kohen, vihigisho el ha-mizbeach. That one is to take this Korban Mincha, bring it to the Kohen, and the Kohen approaches the Mizbeach with it. We learn from the Minchas Marcheshes that not only the Minchas Marcheshes specifically, but every Korban Mincha requires a Hagosha, requires that the Kohen take it and walk toward the Mizbeach with it before the Kemitza and approach the southwest corner of the Mizbeach with it, near the corner, the angle where north and west meet. Not only Korban Minchas Marcheshes, but all Korbanos, other Korbanos Mincha as well. As the Pasuk summarizes, V'zos Toras HaMincha HaKrevo So B'nei Aharon Lefnei Hashem Al P'nei HaMizbeach. Our Mishnah goes on to say that although the mitzvah of Hagosha, which is spelled out by the Minchas Marcheshes, does not apply only to Minchas Marcheshes, but to other menachos as well. However, it does not apply to all Karbanos Mincha, only to some which require Hagosha. Similarly, there's a mitzvah of Tenufa, in which the Kohen takes the object and waves it in a certain pattern, up, down, forward, backward, left, right. That waving is called tenufa, and as we will see, certain korbanos require the procedure of hagosha, certain don't, and certain korbanos require the procedure of tenufa, and certain don't. So the Mishnah says, yesh teunos hagosha ve'einon teunos tenufa. There are those which require hagosha, but not tenufa. There are others, tenufa v'lo hagosha, that require the tenufa, the waving procedure, but not the hagosha, the approaching the mizbeach procedure. And there are others still which require hagosha u'tenufa, which require both. And then there are others which require neither, lo tenufa v'lo hagosha. Mishnah goes on to specify, elu tu'unos hagosha ve'enon tu'unos tenufa. The following require Hagosha, but not Tenufa. Minchas HaSola is a standard list of regular menachos which are brought b'nedava, brought voluntarily, not for any sin or any special purpose. Minchas HaSolas, v'hamachavas, v'hamacheshes, v'hachalos, v'horkikin, remember, Minchas HaSolas is flour, then kamitza, machvas is on a frying pan, macheshes is in a deep vessel, fried in a deep vessel, chalos and rakikin are loaves and biscuits, which are the two subcategories of a minchas ma'afei tanur, which is baked in the oven. These all require hagosha, but not tenufa. Also, minchas kohanim, the mincha which any kohen can bring a korban mincha, if he brings a korban mincha, it too requires hagosha, but not tenufa. Minchas Kohen Moshiach, the mincha which the Kohen Gadol brought every day, the Minchas Chavitin, requires Hagosha, not Tenufa. Minchas Goyim, Minchas Noshim, and similarly, a mincha brought by a non-Jew or a mincha brought by a woman, these are full-fledged Korbanos Mincha, and they require Hagosha, but not Tenufa. Minchas Chote, and also added to the list, is the korban which an oni brings when he has sinned in such a way that he's mechuyav in a korban ola v'yored, he's sworn that he knew testimony which he didn't know, or he made a shvua to eat or not to eat something and violated that shvua, or he entered the Beis HaMikdash when he was tomei, or ate kochim when he was tomei b'shogeg. So he brings a korban ola v'yored, if he's rich, more expensive korban, if he's poor and can only afford a korban mincha, he brings what's called a minchas chote, the mincha of a sinner, and this requires hagosha, but not tenufa. Rabbi Shimon Omer, minchas kohanim and minchas kohen moshiach ein bohem hagosha. Those two korbanos do not require a hagosha, says Rav Shimon, v'pnei she'ein bohem kemitza, because these two korbanos are placed upon the mizbeach in their entirety, unlike the korban minchas soles, minchas machvas, macheshes, mafeitanor, etc., with this first a kemitza, and the kometz is put upon the mizbeach, but the rest is left behind for the kohanim to eat, then there's a hagosha. If there's a kemitza, there's a hagosha. But the minchas of mincha that a kohen offers, and the mincha which a kohen gadol offers every day, that is kalil, that is burnt totally upon the mizbeach. There is no shiorayim. So there is no kometz plus shiorayim, but it's all burnt upon the mizbeach intact. There's no hagosha. Nei she'ein bohem kemitza v'chol she'ein bohem kemitza ein bohem hagosha. The klal, the rule of Rabbi Shimon is no kemitza, no hagosha. Chacham disagree, and they say that even minchas kohanim, minchas kohen moshiach, which they agree do not require kemitza, but they insist nevertheless require Hagosha, and the halacha remains not like Rabbi Shimon, but like the Chachomim, and so we have finished Mishnah Hay, the fifth Mishnah, and the process have concluded lesson number 13.